Hi, everybody. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Puerto Rico has had its third governor in less than a week after the island's Supreme Court ruled that Pedro Pierluisi was sworn in as governor on unconstitutional grounds. Pierluisi had been handpicked by former Governor Ricardo Rosselló just before he resigned on Friday. So on Wednesday, Secretary of Justice Wanda Vasquez was sworn in. You may recall, Vasquez has said she didn't want the position. We've got Michael Dybert back with us. He's the Caribbean correspondent for Bloomberg in San Juan. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So explain why Pedro Pierluisi's gubernatorial appointment was unconstitutional by the Supreme Court.
Essentially, very, very shortly before he departed, Ricardo Rosselló named Pierluisi as Secretary of State, which was a vacant position, and it's second in line in terms of the line of succession in Puerto Rico in terms of the Constitution if the governor leaves. Pierluisi was approved. His nomination was approved by the lower house of Puerto Rico's legislature. It was not approved by the upper house, the Senate, and he just kind of acceded to the governorship. And so basically they decided, the Supreme Court decided that that was an illegitimate move on his part.
Michael, Wanda Vasquez is now governor. We know that she is part of the current ruling party, but she's also said repeatedly that she does not want the position. What's the sense on the ground about her taking on the role now?
Yeah, when she was taking the oath of office yesterday, she looked pretty solemn, I think is what you would say. But since then, I mean, she's given, I'd say, some pretty clear indications that she intends to stick around. She said in a radio interview yesterday that she had taken the role on until 2020, which is when the next gubernatorial elections are scheduled here in Puerto Rico. And I think, you know, one thing that's important to understand about the context that's what's gone on since Friday, especially, is that there's a kind of internal war going on within the governing party here in Puerto Rico, of which pretty much all of the recent protagonists in this drama are members. And you have one wing that's this kind of more polished, I would say, wealthy elite wing, which is the Rosselló Pierluisi wing. And then you have a more populist and I think some would say kind of reactionary wing, typified by the Senate president, for example, Thomas Rivera Schatz. And that they're using the space of the state essentially to fight the struggle, which I think, given a lot of the struggles that Puerto Rico is undergoing right now, a lot of people find kind of unfortunate.
When it was first talked about that Wanda would be the next governor, this was before Pierluisi's appointment and then since his stepping down, there were hashtags coming out from protesters saying Wanda renuncia, similar to what they wanted Ricardo Rosselló to do, was Wanda to step down. Does the public still feel that way about Vasquez?
It will be interesting to see how this plays out over the next couple of days to week, because I would say that there was a large, I mean, certainly there was an enormous movement to get Rosselló out of power that succeeded. And then there was, I would say, also a lot of pushback against Pierluisi's assumption of the governorship and the way it went down. One of the strange questions that I think has been dogging this process is, you know, Pierluisi is a quite accomplished lawyer and that he couldn't see the legal flaws in how he took over the governorship. I think there may be a sense among some sectors of somewhat exhaustion right now in Puerto Rico, but I would say Vasquez remains a pretty unpopular figure generally among the population and someone who is viewed as really part of the kind of same ossifying and compromised political class that people have been trying to uproot over the last month plus. So the way that that plays out over the next week or so will be very interesting.
Michael Dybert is the Caribbean correspondent for Bloomberg in San Juan and the author of the forthcoming When the Sky Fell, Hurricane Maria and the United States in Puerto Rico. Michael, thanks as always.
Thank you very much.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.